All right, everybody. So I've had a lot of people reach out to me, giving me a lot of support for signing the People in Tech podcast. And I want to really first say thank you for supporting me. But this Anchor platform has been amazing and been changing my life, getting me connected with some people in this industry that I never thought I would actually get to not only have conversations with, but learn from. And I know some of you who are tuning in are asking, Caleb, how did you start a podcast? You know, when I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people listen to? How do I make money from my podcast? Well, keep it simple. The answer to every one of these questions is Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free. And we ridiculously easy to use. My very first episode I did for my iPhone 6 Plus. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too. So you can get paid to do your own podcast. Hop on the Anchor platform so we can collaborate and build this community up. You know, one thing I love most about Anchor is that they're constantly being innovative, you know, allowing podcasts to leverage music, get sponsorship, get paid, and ultimately be the best content creator you can be. So if you've always wanted to start your podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Have you ever felt?
Are you listening?
You're listening to the People in Tech podcast, a technology show that's made for the people. Join the conversation with your host, Caleb King.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. And if you're like most internet users, you probably gotten a dozen or more emails this week notifying you of looming privacy policy updates from your favorite websites. Everything from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Patreon, any service that you use, you probably received an email. And you probably received an email from a few sites you completely forgotten about. So what's the big deal? Why is everyone from Airbnb to Yelp suddenly updating their terms and services? Today's episode, we're going to go over all the things you need to know and why it's important for you to be in the know. Let's get into it. DJ Side Hustle, thank you for a lovely beat to kick off today's episode using the song Privacy, which is very appropriate for today's topic. Now, I know my day one listeners, you guys are getting these emails and you're asking me, Caleb, what the heck is going on? Am I being spammed? No. This is the real deal. Websites around the world are having to update their policies because of a new set of privacy protections being placed by the European Union. The EU General Data Protection Regulation, or the GDPR, went into effect on Friday. The regulations were written to benefit European citizens by giving them more control over the data that's collected by online services. But in practice, the new rules will have a widespread of ramifications, as even US-based companies who handle the data of EU citizens try to make sure they're in compliance. The changes you are seeing in corporate private policies is just one example. Now, I know some of you are asking, what does the GDPR say companies have to do? Well, the new policies, which will be enforced by the Information Commissions Office, requires companies to be explicit in their effort to seek consent from consumers before collecting their personal information. Companies also have to give consumers easy access to their own data and to delete that data if the customer requests it. Many companies are subject to GDPR are expected to appoint a data protection officer. And importantly, companies have to notify users quickly of data breaches when they occur under the new rules. They have 72 hours to inform the public after a breach has been discovered. You're seeing this because all these data breaches over the past several years are finally coming to light, and political advocates are taking action to standardize how we should be handling these issues moving forward. Now, a question I've been asked to answer is, what happens if a company violates GDPR? Well, day one listeners, failure to comply to GDPR comes at a risky, heavy fine, up to 4% of a company's annual global revenue. In the case of Facebook, which pulled $40.7 billion in revenue last year, a violation can mean an eye-popping $1.6 billion penalty. In fact, Facebook has already been hit with lawsuits stating that they've broken the policy on the very first day it was put into place. However, in response, the company has said it's been working to comply with GDPR for the past 18 months. Now, for all my day one listeners who are overseas, who are in Europe, like always, thank you for tuning in, and we appreciate the support. But I know some of you have been asking me, why can't I access some U.S. sites? Well, a number of U.S.-based news sites, I'm talking about Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, Baltimore Sun, and a raft of others, have basically gone offline as far as Europeans are concerned. When you try to visit any of these sites from a European location, you'll get this. And if you want to test this yourself, just hop on a VPN in Europe, say you're in London, and you'll see this message. And I quote, "Unfortunately, our website is currently unavailable in most European countries. We are engaged on the issue and committed to looking at options that will fully support our range of digital offerings to the EU market. We continue to identify technical compliance solutions that will provide all readers with our award-winning journalism." The common denominator underneath these different publications is that they're all owned by the same company, Tronic. Media company put out a statement Friday that reads exactly the same as the quote I just stated earlier. Unlike other news outlets, such as NPR,
they've actually updated their privacy policy in light of the new regulation. Tronic appears to have sidestepped having to comply with GDPR by simply making its site unavailable to European residents altogether. Another example, the Washington Post. For its part, it's updated privacy policy and introduced a new subscription tier for readers who do not wish to have their data collected. I know some of my day one listeners are listening, and you guys are asking, why should I care? What does this mean for me, Caleb? I'm a consumer. What are the downsides? Well, some companies have chosen to go blank in Europe instead of having to comply with an expansive privacy regulation, including sites such as Enroll.me, the web app that you can use to unsubscribe from a lot of emails. More widely accessed U.S. media outlets, including the publications I mentioned earlier, they're just blocking users in certain areas of the world, specifically in the European section. And it's uncertain whether or not these websites will ever become accessible again. Now, ahead of the law taking effect Friday, consumers are complaining about an influx of consent-seeking emails from companies trying to distribute their newsletters or doctors making their patients sign page-long forms about how to store the data. The way it's infecting you is all those emails you guys are getting that you don't know whether you need to take action. Some are asking you to submit a form, click a button, verify something. That's how it's affecting you. It's because of these data breaches, because of how the internet has evolved, because we have hackers in the world who want your data. We are now burdened with the idea that we have to say we are complying with their new privacy policy because the law is forcing them to stay in compliance. And not only raising the standard of compliance and responsibility, but ensuring you as a consumer is comfortable with the new policies. So to wrap up this mini episode, I want my day one listeners to understand. Well, I would actually ask a question. If it's all so complicated, why did Europe even bother to introduce this rule? Well, in my opinion, the European Union regulators have always been much tougher on tech companies than the US counterparts. For instance, forcing them to give users more control, imposing fines for non-compliance, and requiring platforms to spot and delete illegal content. Depending on the EU countries, there are generally also more public backing there than there is in the United States. For things like expansive regulations that took place this Friday, the EU has always been on the forefront, ensuring that consumers and users have control and are protected, and moving forward, the technology companies are responsible for doing the right thing. And in my opinion, as long as it's not a bureaucratic nightmare, as long as you can use the internet and use applications that you enjoy doing, then I think all this is fine. And I think this is actually a step in the right direction. Because ultimately, because of the Facebook data breach, because we use the internet more so than we ever have in years past, the fact that retail stores are closing, Toys R Us, JCPenney's, Macy's, whole bunch of stores I grew up with. You know, the CD stores, the oh my gosh, what do you call them? The Tower Records. We've already seen those be eliminated and they're gone. Now we're seeing the next wave of how Amazon is really affecting the retail and brick and mortar stores. And the fact that a few years ago, you wanted to put your credit card information online, where now everybody has their credit card information saved to a browser. These are things where a user, you don't know how much control you have over your data. And the fact that rules like this are being put in place, it's just giving us more control and more power to ensure that if you do want to delete your Facebook account and save all your data, you can do that. If you want to delete your Instagram account and save all your images, you can do that. This is, in my opinion, again, a step in the right direction because at the rate the internet is going, soon we're going to be having conversations about what is artificial intelligence rules and what are the rules we need to put in place to ensure that if Google Duplex calls my insurance company and file a claim, like, that could be out of hand, right? You can have AI machines trying to mimic you moving forward. And that's going to be a whole different problem. So things like the EU putting in rules like this is the world, the society, the politician trying their best to keep up with the technology moving forward. So I hope you enjoyed today's mini episode. We're trying to do more of these to keep you guys informed, up to date. I know you guys are getting those annoying emails. I know I got about 15 of them the other day. And as long as you can use the service, as long as you weren't asked to fill out a form, for the most part, you'll be okay. Make sure to tune in Tuesday as we are releasing weekly episodes. We have a new schedule, so we're trying to release episodes every Tuesday from anywhere from 8 to 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. This upcoming Tuesday, we're going to have a very, very interesting episode, one that I think you guys should tune in, because if you care about your privacy, you should care about securing your information. But tune in for that one coming out soon. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm out. Peace.